from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're having a little fun.
All right, stories of my failures.
I'd get a kick out of it.
Yeah, last week I shared that I was being a terrible distracted driver and on my phone, and I pulled into the parking garage here in the building, and I did about $1,000 worth of damage to the passenger side rear door when I hit a pole, or at least that's the quote that I got. And Shane goes, boiling hot water and a plunger, I'll take that dent out, no problem.
I heard that, as did my wife, and we had a discussion later that night about how we're not buying that as a possibility that Shane can actually fix your car.
Well, I was supposed to drop the car off today at the auto body shop, but I was like, you know what? No. Shane's a real man. I'm obviously not. I'm going to give him a shot at it. And today he's like, yeah, just bring in a plunger and I'll take care of you. And then I had some calls and meetings before the show. And yeah. So I took Shane down and said, hey, here's where I'm parked. Go get, you know, obviously everything's for content around here. You got Kevin Lapka, our video guy.
Yeah, he's working on editing the video right now.
I gave you the keys to my car, which I still haven't gotten back.
They're at your desk.
Okay, lovely.
Where'd you get the boiling water?
From the boiling water machine.
Okay.
And I assume the dent is has been removed from my car?
Well, I didn't say that I could for sure do it. I said I'd give it a shot.
I've seen it before.
I've seen it done.
A little more confidence than that, the initial protestation.
There are some caveats, okay? There are some caveats. The portion of where, like, your car was hit, that part of the exterior of your car by the back of your door is denser than, like, if it were to have hit the fender.
It's denser?
Yeah, it's denser over there. And there's also
the fender?
There's a natural valley in the door, right?
It's denser over there.
And then,
hey, watch out, it's denser over there.
Where I've seen it done, I've got two more caveats for you. Where I've seen
it's
it done,
denser.
On the
I don't
fender,
know if any caveats are going to get better than denser.
Some cars, especially when they're older, you can get your hand up in the, like, on the underside of the fender. So you can also help push it out a little bit when you're pulling with the plunger.
Buddy, I'm driving a new CRV, buddy, Urban Gray.
Third caveat.
Wait, so my car's too new for you to fix the dents?
And too dense.
That part was too dense. Third caveat.
What I said was.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I guess you know the rules better. That's a bad plunger, dude.
Plunger?
That is not. Like, that's like, it's a plunger with, you know, the outside and then another insert inside, which was not letting me get.
It's the double plunger.
Suction.
It's a standard government issue double plunger.
You told me you had a tool to do this, and then you told me not to do that.
Right, but I read into it a little bit more, and I could have done more damage to your car with what I was going to use, and I didn't want to do that to your car.
This morning in the text thread, you said your plunger was too good. You needed Danny to bring his regular garden variety plunger.
I did not say my plunger
What'd
was
too good. What'd you say? You said yours was too fancy.
I had a stronger suction that was probably going to crack the body even more.
Okay. Even without dents in it?
Yeah.
Sure?
So wait a minute. My car
from the reading
too,
that I was doing.
My car is too new and too dense for your tool.
Hey.
But too dense and too
it,
new where
Shane,
my tool isn't
it,
good
it,
enough.
No disrespect. Is it possible that you are too dense?
Very. But if that's the way you're interpreting what I said, then I can neither confirm nor deny that that happened. But that's the way you're going to interpret it. People will interpret it different ways.
Right, right. It was bad reporting. It did
you're
or did
non-reported.
Not happen.
You're non-reported.
So is my car in the same shape, worse shape?
Same shape.
Same exact shape.
A little bit cleaner from the water.
a little bit cleaner from the water.
Oh, my God. Shane, I thought one of the caveats would be, if you've ever seen this done where boiling water and a plunger is used to remove a dent from a car, is one of the caveats that it ends up looking like ass. Because I could see it like, oh, oh, it's sort of fixed. Yeah, it's kind of even, but there's still like a crease where the dent was. It's just like that kind of thing. It seems like a lower end thing that a man of Danny's means with a brand new urban gray car might accept.
Well, I was just trying to save him a little bit of money. I just wanted
him to... I was going to have to get a new paint job.
Right, paint, sure. And then whatever crease is there, if I could have gotten the dent out, could have just been buffed out.
I see.
So yeah, the point was to reduce the $1,000 bill to something less. But so it sounds like I'm dropping the car off at the body shop tomorrow and taking an Uber to the wall in Gurnee.
I mean, figure it out. I don't know.
Figure it out. Okay.
It's right. Also not a bad dent at all.
No, it's
like
not.
You can drive around with that.
I know.
No one's judging you.
A lot of people do.
They're not judging you for the dent.
Right.
So much urban gray we're judging it for.
It's a slick color, I'm not gonna lie.
It does look
like
good.
We make fun of it, like that Danny was so pumped that they have a new color.
Well,
urban gray.
I don't know about you guys. I'm not surprised that Urban Gray's play calling did not transfer to the NFL. Yeah. I've never been surprised. It makes sense to me that it didn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Okay, so you would just not get it fixed.
Remember when Urban Gray grabbed that girl's ass in the bar?
It was rude.
In Columbus.
It was rude. And then the kicker said he...
Urban Gray was married. You really should not have done that. Should not have done... I mean, listen, I don't want to spend that kind of money to fix it.
So don't,
just drive around in the car with a dent.
There's people out there, and by necessity, and I've been one of them before, where like you're driving around with a bumper being held on by like a piece of rope.
Well, I don't want to do that.
I know, but people do.
Successful.
All the time, you know? Use a hefty bag to kind of hold your window or your windowless door in place, you know?
Right.
Okay. Be a man of the people.
Well, a windowless door would mean that it's just the door. You're saying a door without a window.
You know what I've exposed? I'm too dense.
Yeah.
That's my
I got a plunger for you.
It's not going to work.
Apparently not.
Your plunger's too good. That's one of the caveats.
That's not good enough.
No, I think it was too good.
It's a very suburban, like, hoity-toity plunger. You know?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Plunger draft!
I can't win.
It's definitely a hoity-toity plunger.
I got a hoity-toity plunger, too new of a car with dense
doors. North Shore Winnetka frat boy.
Yeah, it's a very North Shore plunger.
Not Winnetka, not a frat boy.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you,
I got Steve. You.
Thank
I got you.
You. Yeah, it was not in a frat. It was Glencoe.
Like, this Winnetka. Plunger went to a private preschool.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well...
Did this plunger have a tutor for the SATs? Yeah.
The plunger didn't need to take the SATs because daddy's on the board.
Oh, got it.
So it's a Nepo plunger.
It's the dream. All right. Well, sports around here are pretty terrible until we get the Bears. But there is something that the whole country seems to be getting behind. Next on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.